Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes three clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Benjamin Dixon Show is only possible with listener support. Go to www.thebenjamindixonshow.com to register for our blog and join the Progressive Army.
Clyburn. Jeffries. Clyde. Clyde. Donald.
That's the sound of the moment that Representative Kevin McCarthy lost for the fifth time. And he is trying and has failed to secure the Speaker of the House to replace Nancy Pelosi. That was the actual moment when Andrew Clyde, the representative from the 9th Congressional District of Georgia, sealed the final the final nail in the coffin, at least for the fifth round. The question is how long will this go? I misspoke yesterday on yesterday's episode saying that this was the longest. I was way off. The longest round of voting for Speaker of the House, according to NPR, is 133 rounds. So while this is a very difficult time for Kevin McCarthy, he still has a long way to go. How much can he endure? He seems to be 100% committed to this victory, or at least that's how he sounded earlier today as reporters caught up with him in the corridors of Congress.
We're going to continue to talk. We'll find an agreement where we all get together and we'll work through this and we'll get it done.
What if your opposition grows? What if you lose more than 20 votes right now?
Doesn't matter. I still have the most votes. So we could go through every name in the conference and be at the end of the day, we'll be able to get there.
I don't think that he's actually going to get there, folks. I mean, the 20 or so Republicans that have committed to opposing Kevin McCarthy, they're going full scorched earth. And listen, it's funny. I refer to this as me enjoying the schadenfreude. I am. I normally don't cover the Congress this closely, not because I'm not into it, just because most of the time it's kabuki theater. Most of the time, it's a whole lot of nothing getting done. And this is the same example. Like, there's nothing getting done. Literally, no one can be sworn in. No committees can meet. There's absolutely nothing that can happen in the House of Representatives without the speaker seat being filled. So nothing is getting done. But the schadenfreude of it all, especially when you consider this is the Republicans' chickens coming home to roost. The schadenfreude is delicious. Republicans have specialized over the, especially since, I would say, Barack Obama, to be certain. But if you really want to go far back, you got to go back to Newt Gingrich, 94, or actually 96. It was 94, 92. Bill Clinton came into the presidency, and then the midterms that followed, 94. Newt Grant Gingrich took over in the House of Representatives as Speaker of the House, and he instituted a scorched earth, no holds barred politics. He instituted the, you know, when you're playing a game of chicken, you have to understand the opponent that is not going to blink, the one that's not going to turn away. Republicans realized if they took that strategy as it in American politics, if they were the ones who were willing to scorch the earth, if they were the ones who were willing to be hypocritical, if they were the ones who were willing to go as far as betraying their own policies, as they did with Obamacare. If you remember, Obamacare was a conservative piece of legislation first implemented by Mitt Romney in Massachusetts, and it was a product of the Heritage Foundation think tank. But Republicans were so committed to their take no prisoners, give no victories approach to American politics, they knew it would give them an advantage, and it has. It has given them the advantage, but now, as we look at Kevin McCarthy unable to secure the votes necessary to win the speakership, it is a direct result of Republicans engaging in this style of politics. Once you realize the secret sauce to winning any victory that you want to win, or at a minimum, destroying your opposition, right? Because you don't always win when you play scorched earth, but Republicans don't care so long as they can stop their opposition. Republicans in general do not care what happens, what legislation is passed for the American people. They do not care. It is 100% about them retaining power. And so they have always, at least since 1994, they have engaged in this style of politics. It was without question. It was magnified and amplified with the election of Barack Obama. And because of this maneuver, this style, this Machiavellian style of politics, people like Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert, Andy Biggs, and the rest of the 19 people who are opposing Kevin McCarthy, they're going to play this method. They're going to utilize this strategy to whatever end pleases them in the moment. This is absolutely the chickens coming home to roost for the Republican Party. No question. This is what they deserve. This is what they have created. They have empowered the Neanderthals. They have empowered the bad faith actors. I mean, Marjorie Taylor Greene is trying to be taken seriously here. But for her friends in the Freedom Caucus, Matt Gaetz and Lauren Boebert, she can't be taken seriously. Here she is. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene calling into the Charlie Kirk show because, you know, this kid, I guess he's maybe older than a teenager, but received millions of dollars from an investor. And now he has the biggest stages and the biggest platforms in the country, such that Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene called in to bemoan the current quagmire created by her QAnon colleagues.
Well, you just saw Byron Donalds only got 20 people. Byron Donalds is not going to gain any support. He's not even a serious candidate. They have run in 2 days, Charlie, the same group have run three different speaker candidates. Jim Jordan is flat out telling everyone, I do not want to be Speaker of the House. He wants to be chairman of the judiciary, and we need him to be chairman of the judiciary. He told Matt Gaetz to his face right in front of me on the House floor yesterday, Matt, I do not want to be Speaker. I want to chair judiciary. Why are you doing this? That was said right in front of me. Jim Jordan also got asked by the press yesterday in the hallways here in the Capitol. That's on video. They asked him about being Speaker, and he said, I don't want to be Speaker. I want to chair judiciary. He's ready for investigation.
And so it sounds like the 20 or so Republicans who are holding out, and of course, no Democrats are voting for Kevin McCarthy. Democrats are solidly behind Hakeem Jeffries. He's getting 212 votes every single time. But because of this small group of, generally speaking, Freedom Caucus conservatives, QAnon conspiracy theorists, anti-vax. I mean, don't get me wrong. I don't want there to be a single inch of space given between the Lauren Boeberts of the world and the Marjorie Taylor Greens of the world or the Kevin McCarthy's of the world. Kevin McCarthy is an election denier. He stood with Donald Trump after January 6th. So I don't want anyone to mistake this to be to misconstrue this to be a competition between the reasonable establishment Republicans and the far extreme right. They are all the same. And the chickens are coming home to roost. Kevin McCarthy. I want to listen one more time because there's a lie that he said in this clip as the press got a hold of him in the corridors of Congress. Listen again to Kevin McCarthy, who is making history because he has failed on a fifth ballot, and the United States of America still does not have a Speaker of the House.
What if your opposition grows? What if you lose more than 20 votes right now?
Doesn't matter. I still have the most votes. So
actually, you don't. Hakeem Jeffries from Crown Heights, New York, 52-year-old black man. He has the most votes and he has had the most votes on every single ballot. So, I mean, of course, pointing out that lie would be like trying to point out George Santos's lies. It's almost a moot point because it's baked into the pie. It's exactly what Republicans do. So it's neither here nor there. But what matters in this conversation is that the amount of chaos that is being caused by this strategy because of the strategy that the Republican Party has engaged in collectively for the last generation, we are now at the stage of a comedy, a Shakespearean comedy, where the man who has worked all of his life to become Speaker of the House is unable to achieve it because of the very strategies that he played along with all of these years. I want you to listen in to the black man who has more votes than Kevin McCarthy. Here's Hakeem Jeffries as he discusses the fact that there's so much chaos in the Republican caucus that we still don't have a Speaker of the House.
Today, for the first time in 100 years, the House of Representatives failed to organize on opening day. It's a sad day for the House of Representatives as an institution. It's a sad day for democracy. It's a sad day for the American people. House Democrats are unified, ready, willing, and able to get to work on behalf of everyday Americans. We are prepared to try to find common ground with the other side of the aisle to solve problems on behalf of the American people, but we don't have a willing partner in House Republicans.
And that is an understatement, as the House of Representatives is in shambles, particularly the Republican caucus is in shambles because 20 of their rebels, I guess you can call them, they're all the same. They're just 20 individuals, Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert, the leaders amongst them, who decide to play the same hand they've always played as Republicans, which is give nothing, take away from them everything, no matter who it destroys. That's the policy. That's Trumpism. That is literally the teachings of Donald Trump. Listen to Lauren Boebert as she discusses a call from Donald Trump, but also how I just really want you to see the tone of where this has gone and really consider, do you think these people are going to back down at all?
My favorite president, call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw. And with that, I yield. Thank you.
Eesh. I mean, this is what happens when you empower the Neanderthals. This is what happened when you get the village idiots and you give them a little taste of power. They don't know when to not use all of the weapons that you gave them. You all showed Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz, who arguably is one of the most vile congressmen in the entire country, considering the investigations that he's under. You all have empowered them. And now you're upset because they're wielding the very weapons you trained them in against you, Kevin McCarthy, Newt Gingrich, House Republicans. These are monsters of your own creation. And now Lauren Boebert gets to stand there. I love that Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to be taken serious, and Lauren Boebert wants us to think that she's not dumb. But the Republican Party has empowered them and given them, and in this case, obviously, Marjorie Taylor Greene is on the side of Kevin McCarthy. But Marge, this is you're supposed to be on this side. You don't even realize Marjorie Taylor Greene wants to be taken seriously so much that she doesn't realize how much she's destroying her own brand by aligning herself with this establishment. Rhino is what they would call him, a Republican in name only. Mind you, Kevin McCarthy has voted 100% with Donald Trump. Okay, with Trumpism, with the MAGA program, with the MAGA agenda. But that doesn't matter. because all that matters to these types is that they get exactly what they want and they don't care who they hurt. They don't care if they shut down the government. And you know what? Yes, I am enjoying the schadenfreude of it all because they earned every bit of it. Republicans earned every bit of it. Coming up in a moment, I will continue the conversation with Professor Harvey Kay as to the historical path. How did we get here towards this creeping fascism and this creeping authoritarianism? We'll continue that conversation momentarily. But first, I want to go down to Florida. And I want us to consider the man that is in line to be the next Republican nominee for president of the United States, Florida Governor Ronald Dion DeSantis, who on yesterday was sworn in into his second term as the 46th governor of the state of Florida.
I, Ron DeSantis,
do solemnly swear
that I will support, protect, and defend
the Constitution and government
of the United States and of the state of Florida.
Now, Ron DeSantis is next up in line to be the nominee. The Republican Party is done with Donald Trump, and so everyone is generally expecting this guy to be the nominee for the Republican Party in 2024. But that means there's going to be a lot more eyes on him, far more people analyzing his personality, which he has done, his history, which he has a lot of, particularly as the JAG officer at Guantanamo Bay, the so-called human rights attorney, who, according to detainees who were tortured, force-fed to break their hunger strike, the detainees say that Ron DeSantis, who was the supervisor who pretended to be the good cop in the bad cop situation, you know, he took great pleasure in the type of torture that he was able to supervise. The same one, Ron DeSantis, who now is playing the war on woke card. This is what he does all day, is the war on wokeness. In fact, that's what he focused on in his speech. You know, that's what he focused on in everything that he did in his first term as governor. The attack on the LGBTQIA community through legislation. The Stop Woke Act, which I'll talk about a little bit more later. Like, this is all he does. But at first I thought that it was, and a lot of times I described it as a sleight of hand, because Ron DeSantis is really good at using culture wars to distract from the fact that he's giving tax breaks to corporations from Florida residents, right? He's really good at that. But when you look into his past, according to the New York Times, Ron DeSantis used to write pro-Confederacy and pro-slavery papers, articles. So, you know, while he knows how to use this as a sleight of hand, this guy is really a throwback to Jim Crow. Listen to a bit more of his inauguration speech from yesterday.
From the streets of Hialeah to the Speedway in Daytona, from the Okeechobee all the way up to Micanopy, freedom lives here in our great sunshine state of Florida. We reject this woke ideology. We seek normalcy, not philosophical lunacy. We will not allow reality, facts, and truth to become optional. We will never surrender to the woke mob. Florida is where woke goes to die.
There it is. I mean, he's no Barack Obama, but he's got his catchphrase. Obama was, yes, we can. Ron DeSantis is, Florida is where woke goes to die. And when he becomes president, I guess that's where woke is going to die all across the country. Now, when you add this type of ideological zealotry on top of the fact that he has a penchant for torture, he has supervised the torture of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. When you add that on top of his ability to use a sleight of hand to distract Americans and Floridians specifically from what he's actually doing, Ron DeSantis is by far the biggest threat to this country. No questions. Donald Trump is a sideshow. He needs to go to jail, yes, but America really needs to understand who they're getting ready to elect. And I say this so far out, we're not even at the point, he hasn't declared. He just got sworn in his second term as governor. But we know politics enough to know that he is the pick. Jeb Bush was in the background pushing him on. He's the establishment pick. He is the way the Republican Party can seem measured, seem reasonable, because he's not an open Neanderthal like Marjorie Taylor Greene, Matt Gaetz, Donald Trump, and Lauren Boebert. He's a smarter one. He actually probably studied a little bit in school because, you know, he was the dumb jock in high school, so he had to work really hard. He's very strategic and he's very ideological. And this is going to be a very dangerous time in this country if that man in particular becomes president of the United States.
Go to www.patreon.com/thebpdshow and get twice the content and unfiltered interviews without any of the commercial interruptions.
And here we go. Very special welcome to three new patrons who have joined our patron family. Welcome to Denise Davis. Thank you so much for becoming a patron. Karen Belcher, thank you so much for becoming a patron. And Perry Anderson, thank you for becoming a patron. Three new patrons in one day. Now that's a reason for a patron party. Oh. You too can become a part of this prestigious and prodigious patron family by going to patreon.com/thebpdshow, where you get twice the content, none of the commercial interruptions, and you get access to our bi-weekly patron party. We're just waiting on DJ Exclusive to feel a little bit better, and we're getting back to our patron parties. patreon.com/thebpdshow, and we'll be back right after this break.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome back to The Benjamin Dixon Show. Visit us online at TheBenjaminDixonShow.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Yeah. Welcome back. I want to begin and pick up again on the conversation that we started yesterday with historian and professor Harvey Kay, author of The Four Freedoms, author of FDR on Democracy, and also author of Take Hold of Our History, Make America Radical Again. Those three books in particular make up a whole picture of what we've been discussing in terms of the creep towards authoritarianism and the creep towards fascism. Here is Professor Harvey Kay speaking specifically of Ron DeSantis as we lead up to 2024 and the high possibility and probability that Democrats could lose the White House in 2024. Listen in.
First of all, people shouldn't believe that Trump's decline, whatever that may be right now, means that the Republicans will no longer be Trumpist in nature. Ron DeSantis, who I think I haven't believed until now that he could win the presidency, but I want to make this clear. Let me give you a scenario. Here's the scary scenario. The scary scenario is that the Republicans do force a confrontation over the question of Social Security and Medicare around the budget. Don't forget, the House is the budgetary body in the Congress. Will Biden and Schumer withstand the demand by the Republicans to cut into Social Security and Medicare? One thing that I worry about even more, what if a recession does happen between now and 2024? If a recession happens, a Democrat can't win election in 2024. Because however crazy the Republicans will seem, the voters don't hold the Congress accountable. They hold the president. Rightly or wrongly, they hold the president accountable. So if that's the case, Ron DeSantis may well have a really good shot at the presidency.
Again, that's Professor Harvey Kaye, author of Take Hold of Our History, Make America Radical Again. And he's also the author of The Four Freedoms, as we discuss from a historical context how we got to this place of creeping authoritarianism, Ron DeSantis being a front runner already for the Republican nomination for president should concern us, considering all of the shenanigans that the House of Representatives is gearing up to. I mean, you can see just from these first 2 days how absolutely insane the House is going to behave over the next 2 years. And when you consider some of the constituencies that Joe Biden has disappointed, particularly labor, particularly with this most recent imposition of a contract on the railroad workers who were gearing up to strike for sick days. And President Biden, along with Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi, came in and pulled the carpet from underneath the rug of the underneath the feet of the railroad workers. This gives an open door to Republicans.
There's this little current. It could become a flood inside of the Republican ranks, represented especially by Josh Hawley, with a bit of quite a few nods of approval from Marco Rubio. And that is, they know more workers, white, black, and brown, have been willing to vote Republican than in the past. They have been begun to make appeals to workers. Josh Hawley had a piece calling for a new Republican Party that was friendlier and more welcoming and willing to address the needs of working people. Question: the railway strike that threatened. Hawley and I think Rubio voted against the plan that was imposed upon the railway workers by the likes of Biden, Schumer, Pelosi. Just as they didn't forget NAFTA, who's to say workers aren't going to forget this? That's the nightmare scenario.
Nightmare scenario indeed. We absolutely cannot afford 4 years of Ron DeSantis, of any Republican that comes from this era of Republican Party. The current era of Republican Party is fascistic. Ron DeSantis is a man who is acquainted with torture. He was a supervising attorney over torture. He is as Machiavellian as they come. And so we must be 100% aware of the potential pitfalls that are coming. We cannot afford to play around with labor, with black people, with actually delivering for the people we need to beat Ron DeSantis in 2024. I'm a progressive. I'm a progressive based on policy. I'm a progressive based on the fact that I know that we generate enough wealth in this country to ensure that there's no one that is homeless, no one that is hungry, no one that is uneducated or saddled with student debt. We have enough wealth in this country to ensure that no one goes unseen by a doctor because they don't have insurance. We have what we need to do the right thing in this country. But I say this specifically to say this point. There is fascism on the rise, and we have to do whatever is necessary to stop these fascists from getting back into the White House. And we should never have allowed them to get back control of the House of Representatives, because we see the madness that they are engaging in right now.
Even if not all the Republicans are fascists, they're conservative to reactionary. And the coalition that Trump would have brought into the White House again, whew, and DeSantis is, you know, I mean, we know who he's been friendly with.
That's Professor Harvey Kay, author of The Four Freedoms, What Made FDR and The Greatest Generation Truly Great. Also author of Take Hold of Our History. I'll have one more part from Professor Kay on tomorrow. That's it for today's episode. But before I go, let me double check to see if there is a Speaker of the House yet. Let me just scroll a little bit. No. As of the end of this recording of this episode, we still don't have a Speaker of the House, but no fear, Kevin McCarthy. You've only lost 5 times. 133 is the record. And if the ego of Lauren Boebert and Matt Gaetz is any indication, you very well may make it to that. And, you know, I think we should enjoy it all the way. Let the Republican Party destroy themselves because they have allowed themselves to use a strategy that is detrimental to humanity. A no holds bar, scorched earth, burn it to the ground strategy. Brought to you by Newt Gingrich in 94. Brought to you again by Donald Trump. And even brought to you by Kevin McCarthy, which is why it is so delicious to see him going down in flames the way he is. Go to patreon.com/thebpdshow to get access to the next half. I got to go a little bit deeper into the conversation around Ron DeSantis and all of his fascism, including what he did with COVID-19, as well as what he did with the Stop Woke Act. And we'll also be talking about the New York PD, the NYPD, as they aided and abetted the Proud Boys. We all know that jumping the turnstile in New York is a punishable offense. Well, after a protest in New York by the Proud Boys, the fascist group, the Proud Boys, they were escorted by the NYPD to safety and through the turnstiles without paying any money. We'll discuss that briefly. Patreon.com/thebpdshow to get access to that and to get access to our upcoming patron party. That's patreon.com/thebpdshow. Thank you, everyone. For those of you who are coming over, stay tuned. Everyone else, I'll see you tomorrow.
Future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.